This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin is really a fascinating blot about the five women who are not believed to testify that a woman's husband died, and because of hatred, and because of that, it's interesting. Either she's just going to try to mess the person who she hates up. There's nothing in it for her. She's just going to try to mess the person up. Or there's a practical thing. Let's say I hate you because you're going to take away my money. So this way, I remove you from the family so you won't take away my money. In other words, is it just to spite? It's a chakira that Rabbi Kiviger talks about. Is it just to spite? Or actually, it's not just a spy. I hate you because I don't want you to take away my money, so I'm going to make you usher to the man, so this way you won't take away my money. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Kuf Tezayin Amad Beis going on to Kuf Yezayin Amad Aleph. It's talking about, we know in Ein Echad is Neman to say that a husband died. Not only that, the woman herself is believed to say her husband died. Machlekes V'sham Beis Hillel, whether she gets her ksuba. Beis Shammai says she gets her ksuba. Beis Hillel says she doesn't get her ksuba. Beis Shammai says, I don't understand. You rely on the edus for something chamor, you don't rely on it for something kal? So Beis Hillel says, the proof is in the pudding, of course. We allow her to get married, but if anyone who says the husband died, the brothers don't inherit him, meaning regarding Nachala, we don't say that he's dead. We only say he's dead regarding Aguna, to allow her to remarry. So Beis Shammai said, Misefer Kesuva Nilmoid, we learn from the text of the Kesuva that he writes to her, that if you marry someone else, you should be able to collect the Kesuva, and Beis Hillel agreed. So what exactly is this logic that we learn out from the Kesuva, that anytime you're allowed to marry, you should be able to collect the ksuba? What does that mean, anytime you marry, you should be able to collect the ksuba? Why would that be? Anytime you marry, you should be able to collect the ksuba? So Rabbi Chanan asks the question in the following way. The bottom line is an Ein Echad Neman Legabe Mamain? Is one witness believed regarding Mamonais? Absolutely not. What if we knew the husband was alive? Would we let her collect the ksuba? Absolutely not. Now, so that means regarding money, we don't believe the guy. So regarding money, we don't believe the guy, and we say the guy is alive. So how in the world could she collect the ksuba? Because it says in the ksuba, whenever she could get married, she collects the ksuba? Yeah, whenever she's getting married, because the husband's dead, she's allowed to get the ksuba. But let's say she's getting married and it was a mistake, then she shouldn't be able to get the ksuba. I mean, aren't we done? Isn't the question, did the husband die or not? So, regarding Nachala and regarding Mamon, we say, and Ein Echad is like he's not here, right? We know, you need two Eidim to be Moitzi Mamon. So we say an Ein Echad is like he's not here. And the Ein Echad does not believe that he died. And it could be he didn't die. So what is added by the fact that you wrote, when she could marry, she gets the ksuba? If we knew the husband was alive, we wouldn't let her marry. She's an Eish Ish. So the heter to for her to get married, Lashuk, is a toss. So how could you let her accept the ksuba, collect the ksuba, based on a toss? You say, oh, it's not a mistake, because you're relying on the aid. You can't rely on the aid for the ksuba. Regarding Mamon, the aid is not believed. Regarding the Heter Lashuk, she's allowed to get married. Or another way of phrasing the question is, irrespective of what it says in the ksuba, if we knew the husband was alive, she couldn't get married, and she'd be an Eish HaSish. So it means her heter to get married is erroneous. So what are you giving the ksuba based on? The aid. But regarding Mamon, the eid is not believed. Oh, but it says in the Ksuba, whenever she gets married, she gets her Ksuba. So say regarding Mamon, we never allowed her to get married. I mean, what are we giving her the Ksuba based on? Is it that, well, the husband writes that he's mafker the mamon anytime there's any halachic reason for her to get married? Well, regarding monetary law, there is no reason for her to get married. What heter is there for her to get married? So there's an interesting Avne Miluim over here. Let's see if we could bring it up. The Avne Miluim basically says that the woman get that a kesuba is not dependent on Misa Sabal. A kesuba is dependent on one thing only. Kesuba is dependent on her being permitted to get married. Now that's a very big chiddush. You would think that the reason why a woman gets a kesuba is because the husband died. Not her going to someone else. Her going to someone else. Why would the husband give her money because she's marrying another guy? The heter is because the husband died. The way the Avnei Miluim says it is the Nir Laniyas Daiti, the Kivan de Be'ed Misa Ein Ha'achin Yardim Lanachla Apiv. When a witness says that a guy died, the brothers don't inherit. Shmami Nadu Anir Mamin Hareya B'cheskas Chai. So that means regarding monetary law, we apply a presumptive status that he's alive. So why do we allow the witness's testimony to enter regarding letting her get married? The Chachamim believed him. Anything that has a little bit of a reason and a reliance, it's not considered uprooting something from the Torah. Ayin Sham Betoisis, Reish Perak Ha'isha Rabba, Debrei Maschel, Mitoi Choymer, okay. V'Rashi Zal Kasim Sacha Shabbos, Da'akilu Barabbanu Mishum Dekodu Mekadesh, Adaita D'Rabbanu Kamekadesh. In other words, we're trying to explain why is it that if regarding monetary law, we do not allow the testimony of one witness to have any bearing, which means that regarding monetary law, we apply chazaka. Why do we let the woman get married? So he's quoting, do you remember this? I think he's quoting Tosfos, that something that has a little bit of a reason, it's not called oikar davar haTorah. Do you remember that Tosfos Svara? That any time there's a logical basis, it's not considered oikar davar haTorah. So regarding monetary law, we say he's alive. Regarding the woman getting married, the Chachamim come in her oikar davar haTorah. Or Tosfos says, Rashi says in Masechta Shabbos, the rabbi simply uproot the marriage. So why does she collect the ksuba? But regarding money, he's still alive. Right? That's the kasha. The whole reason we let her get married is the Rabbanon Aroiker, the Kedushin. But Legabe Mamoin, we say the husband's alive. So why does she get the ksuba? Look at the Avnei Miluim. Mishum Tanai Ksubasa Asinan Allah. This is a stipulation of the ksuba. Shekein Kasavla. L'chshatinasi La'acher. Because he writes, when you get married, Titli Madda Kasav Lichi. It's a monetary obligation that the man tells the woman that when you get married, I don't care why you get married, even though I'm alive. You hear this? The man obligates himself that even if I'm alive, if you're allowed to get married, it could be because the chachamim are oiker your marriage. It could be because the rabbanon say you could be oiker davar min haTorah if there's some logic. I'm giving you the ksuba. V'kivin shemutersli nasin etel ksuba v'arehi k'may grusha. She's like a divorce. She's etel ksuba, so shall I be fun of? That's the way the Avnei Miluim looks at it. That is a very big chiddush. The Chiyuv Kesuva does not come from Misas Habal. It comes from her heter to get married. Even though her heter to get married here is even though we think the guy is still alive. But why is she allowed to get married if we think the guy is still alive? Either the Chamar or the Kedushin. Why? There's a basis for it. Rabbi Chanan has a different way of explaining. Because it's very interesting. It's like we let her collect the ksuba, but we don't let the brothers inherit the husband. It's almost like regarding the ksuba, here, the way Avnei Miluim says it is even regarding the ksuba, we think he's alive. It's just a tnai that the guy says, if you're allowed to get married, I'm giving you the ksuba. But the pashup shot is that for some reason, regarding the brothers inheriting him, we say he's alive, but regarding her getting the ksuba, we say he's dead. Why would that be? So, Rabbi Chanan says, "V'ne yisoid hachdina de palginan ne'amanosu." The yisoid of this din of palginan ne'amanos is the shahaid meyed be'ezer davar asher mimenu yoytzim shnei dinim chalukim. Rabbi Chanan basically says that there's a halacha, there's a concept of palginan ne'amanos. Sometimes you could believe Edim regarding one aspect and not regarding another aspect. And sometimes we say if we believe them for A, we have to believe them for B, and you can't split the two. So he says, "Achshayid meir beizad davra shemimenu yoytzim shnei dinim chalukim." When an aid testifies about something from which there are two repercussions, ramifications. We believe him regarding that element that he has believability. Let's say like this. Let's say a father says, you know, my son, he's a gadol. He has signs of maturity. The father is believed regarding the kids, nadarim and hektish, that if the kid was makdish something, it's effective, but not regarding punishing the kid. If one Eid Echad says her husband died, he's believed to allow her to get married, but not to for anyone to inherit the deceased. Why? Because, listen carefully, her permissibility to get married is not connected with other people yarshining this guy. And people yarshing the guy is not connected with her permissibility to get married. Regarding allowing her to get married, we believe him that the husband died. And regarding inheritance, one second. Regarding inheritance, we assume the guy is alive. How could we let her get married and people not inherit him? You can't be halfway dead. That's the concept of pagina ne'amanus. You could be believed regarding her getting married, but not regarding people inheriting. When do we say palgina ne'amanus k'shishnei adinim enim betol de'echa mechaveiroi? If the two dinim are not dependent one on the other, k'may ben achala v'heter nesuim, like inheritance and allowing her to get married, ela shishneim tluyim b'davar echad. The two repercussions are not dependent on each other, but rather, the two repercussions are dependent on one thing. B'misas habal. When you have two repercussions, can she get married? Can people inherit her? These two repercussions are not dependent one on the other, although they are dependent on one fact, is he alive or dead? we could say regarding inheriting from his estate, he's alive. Regarding his wife remarrying, he's dead. Amnam, however, says Rabbi Chanan, why is it that we say that the aid is believed that she could marry and now she could collect the ksuba? Why don't we say the same thing? There are two repercussions of the husband dying. There's her remarrying and there's her collecting the ksuba. Collecting the ksuba and remarrying not dependent on each other. They're just dependent on the same thing. Rabbi Chanan says, no, they're not. Amnam ksuba in a tzli klav b'misas habal. Ksuba is not dependent on the death of the husband. De'im hi mutaras l'nasei. If she's allowed to get married, noiteles ksuba afila balchai. She'll take the ksuba even if the husband's alive. K'may beget. Like by a get, v'chein behepach. Or the opposite. Im'einu mutaras l'nasei. She's not allowed to get married. In her del ksuba, even if the husband's dead. K'may b'shoymeres yavam. Where even though the husband's dead, she doesn't get the ksuba, so long as she doesn't do yibam. Mavuar, from here we see. Dele'inyan ksuba, misas habal loy malev loy mayredas. Regarding the ksuba, the death of the husband is not male, it's not married, but hakol toli mumtaras linase. It's all dependent on could she get married. V'kivan denatilas ksuba baba toilada. They're not, it's not that collecting the ksuba and her remarrying are like the brothers inheriting her, inheriting the estate and her remarrying. There, both of those things are dependent on his death. Here, they're dependent on each other. Since the collecting of the ksuba comes from her heter to get married, bezel loy amrinon palgina ne'amanos. Listen carefully. Not like the Avnei Miluim said, that there's a din. There's a din. Whenever she could get married, she gets a ksuba, even if the husband's alive. No, there's no such din that whenever she could get married, she gets the ksuba. But collecting the ksuba is caused by her heter to get married. Now, technically, we could say we'll believe you to get married in order to get married, but not regarding the ksuba. But since it depends on the same thing, we cannot say palgina ne'amanas. Bezeh lo yaminam palgina ne'amanas. Shei ne'aman la'ater v'lo yla ksuba. Di'ef shel hafer ben shnei adinam elu. You can't divide it. Inheriting the deceased is not dependent on the heter to get married. And heter to get married is not dependent on the nachala. But rather, they're both dependent on Misas Habal. But the collection of the ksuba is not dependent on Misas Habal, it's dependent on the heter nesuin. And therefore, listen carefully. It's not that since she could get married, therefore automatically she gets the ksuba. It's just that once we believe her to get married, then we cannot say palginon ne'amonos and say we'll believe you regarding one and not regarding the other when the two things are dependent on each other. That's how Rabbi Chanan learns it. Okay, Rabbi Isai, there's sort of a very fine difference between the Avnei Miluim and Rabbi Chanan. Namely, the way the Avnei Miluim says it is, there is some din that a woman who can get married gets her ksuba, because that is what is mechayiv the ksuba. What is mechayiv the ksuba is her ability to get married. Rabbi Chanan sort of says that since conceptually what is mechayiv the ksuba is her heter to get married, even though ordinarily we could say we'll believe you for one and not the other, but regarding something like this, we will not say palgina ne'amanas. Okay, so here's the deal for this week. I have a wedding Tuesday, so I'm going to try to do Sunday night and Monday night this week. I'll try to send out a message this afternoon. We still have to make up something on Kuf Tes Zayin, Kuf Tes Vav. Have a great day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Thank you very much. Kol Tov.
Probably last one?
Yes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.